Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, so you have started dating this guy. He's really hot. You guys go on a date, and it's just like walking around at the mall. And then he's like, hey, like he's like, do you want to go for a drive? And so you're like, oh, make out point. But no, he like goes to this like abandoned, like broke down house. And then he's like, take off your shoes. So you do. And he makes you walk all around this house without your shoes on. And it's like no one has lived in this house for like 15 years. So it's dirty. So he's making you walk all around this house, upstairs, downstairs, different rooms, no shoes. Then he's like, I feel really sexy. And then he, after all the walking around with the no shoes, he tries to make out with you like in a dirty fireplace. Do you continue?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Ryan.
I mean, yeah, you what make out fuck? With them in a dirty fire.
If you've already,
you're already
done
this far. Yeah,
you've gone so far.
Yeah.
You spent 30 minutes
walking around.
Yeah, you're too good to make out in a fireplace now.
You've already walked.
Yeah, you've already bought into the whatever is happening.
Okay. I believe in indulging in people's fetishes.
At
I
think what it's, point? Okay, so you would take off your shoes.
And walk around a dirty abandoned house.
That's
like can
because
I think the can dirty, you like read the vibe of it at all, like what
it's like a like it's like
is it a murder house?
It's like a house that like ghost hunters would go to at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's like a dirty old
They doing, are they like going behind a plant and
this
being
is
like, ooh.
This is what I want to know, like they're like, take off your shoes.
No, okay, so here's what happens.
That is a very sexy Stern voice.
That was great.
No, so he takes off his shoes and then like starts for your shoes.
He's going to remove my shoes?
Okay, wait. Is he like down on my knee?
You're going to get proposed to in a garbage pile here, okay. Ryan.
Girl needs to keep her options open.
Okay, so he squats. He's not like proposed knee. He's like squatting down. And also like, so then he takes off your shoes and then he like... like runs away into the house and like peeks out at you.
Is he giggling the whole time?
He's kind of doing like a chase me type of thing.
Chase me. Whoa, what?
And then is he talking to, like, are you in a dialogue?
He's never talking. He's just like kind of like looking at you like, follow me.
There's too many weird things.
There's too many things.
If he was like regularly charming and was like,
he's very hot though.
I understand.
And you have had, dreams about him.
Be a serial killer or a vampire.
Right. Here's the catch.
Aren't most vampires serial killers?
Fair point.
Technically speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. You are a witch.
Oh,
I'm a witch.
Well, this is different.
That's different. I can defend myself.
Yeah, so you can't defend yourself. You're not going to die. It's just like this gross walking around barefoot in a very gross, dirty house.
Yeah.
My question is, if you're a witch, I would be paranoid that this is some sort of like magic doing. Like he needs the energy from the soles of my feet in this house for some sort of nefarious purpose.
Okay, because
I find most of the time whenever witches have to do something weird, it's to like a bigger end, you know?
Yeah.
There's a longer game being played.
Mm. Okay, this is from Teen Witch. This is when...
She takes off her shoes?
Yes.
Okay, but she's also about to like lose virginity to the...
To the hottest
guy
in school.
Jeff.
What was Teen Witch? Is this a book series or?
It is a movie.
Okay.
Oh my
it includes perhaps one of the most famous rap scenes.
What? The rapping granny from
No, it's
Wedding
better.
Singer?
It's
genuinely
a better rapper.
That was a really good candidate though.
There's also like
top 10 for sure.
There's
top that is we'll watch
top
it after.
That.
Yeah, no, it's okay, first of all, the movie is insane. There is diegetic music, but no singing.
There is
except
actually,
for the top that.
No,
they sing. Wait, when do they? Oh,
I Like Boys.
Oh, I Like Boys. I forgot about I Like Boys.
So, there was a thing in the '80s where in teen comedies with a female protagonist, they would have scenes in the women's locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Which I spent a lot of time in the locker room. There were never any dramatic moment that would be worth putting in a movie. But
no, everyone is just eyes down.
Yeah, and just like getting your shit done, and then whatever.
Right.
But. In this one, the hot girls run around in their French cut underwear and like tank tops, which again, when are you wearing that in the locker room? You're not. You're whatever.
You have to change into your special
like
locker room clothes.
Shorts.
Yeah, you put on like athletic. You go from your school clothes to your athletic clothes, but there's no middle part where you wear French cut
lingerie.
Bikinis and like a cute lingerie top.
Yeah,
and, no, like, but your hair.
You're in a sports bra or a regular bra.
That's
you're not
all
in,
locker rooms though. In any movie or TV show, 100%,
yeah.
Like you got to hang out. You got to like have a special towel that you wear for like 45 goddamn minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's special about this one is they sing a song called "I Like Boys."
I Like Boys.
It goes, "I like boys." I like boys. I like boys. I like boys.
That's pretty good.
Is it like a cheer or?
No, there's music.
There's music.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're,
you said it was diegetic music, so there are also like people playing instruments.
So they turn on. Yeah, no,
no
so
they
turn on.
Okay. I love this song.
Yeah. And then they sing.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. And then there's a group of rapping men.
Well, yeah, because
there's white. Rappers.
Yeah, but like that's the suburbs, man.
Right. So it's the suburbs.
It's very
so
I grew up in the suburbs. I considered myself a white rapper for a period of
I bet you could flow a little.
the rap that the best friend delivers is like the best.
It's a great rap.
Supersonic shit. So
do you really think that I could you can't top that?
Top that. Top that.
I don't really care if you can if you
top that.
Cool. Yeah, because at first, like the rappers, they kind of intimidate her, and she's like, "Oh, I think she goes, those guys are so cool."
Yeah, and she goes, "I wish I was that cool." And then Robin Lively like touches her locket.
The Teen Witch.
Yeah, Teen Witch. And then
titular witch.
And then her friend who wears blossom hats the whole time like takes off her blossom hat and like starts like
trying
Beyonce
to top that,
stepping towards them, and then raps at them, and the guys are like, "Whoa, what?" And like they're dancing, and then they run away. I think
they're intimidated.
They don't like
but
getting topped.
I think that the guy then at some point, I think he gives her the best friend like a not a thumbs up, but like a respect.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Moment. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching this movie later today.
No,
I have
absolutely,
to. It sounds amazing.
Very good.
But tell me more about this. I want to get back
the
to the barefoot.
Scene.
Okay,
romance.
Here's the
other thing.
That scene is a weird. Okay, so
it's
she,
very.
But who's
she
the who's
in
the
love
boy?
With
the hot
like,
boy?
The hot boy. I think he might even be like a football player.
Oh, he's the top that guy.
No. Oh, Todd. No, they are not football boys. Colin. They're the rapping boys.
They're the rapping boys who hang out on the corner.
That's
different.
No,
okay, all right, my bad.
The football boys do not rap.
No,
okay.
The football boys are busy playing football and dating cheerleaders.
Okay, gotcha.
And being the hottest guys in school, right. Colin.
So the hottest guy in school, she makes him fall in love with her.
Yeah, not great.
And then there's a weird
like
montage.
Yeah, not great.
That looks, it's hard to tell if any of it's real. Because it feels like a music, like a bad 80s music video.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, they do. They run through barefoot in the empty house. They make love in the empty house.
Yeah. She's like deflowered in it.
Okay.
Well, he's running away and then like kind of like fainting to the left and then going right. And then she's like, oh my God, where are you going?
But also he's under a spell.
Yeah, he's
under a spell. Okay, wait a minute. So
she's in command of him, essentially.
Yeah, we had kind of the whole scenario reversed in our heads when we were first talking about it, that like maybe you're in danger. But
he's
if like,
danger.
Yeah, he's in danger.
No, he's,
in this.
I mean, he's essentially being tricked.
He's bewitched.
Well, like almost being, I mean, he's being raped.
Yeah.
Because he's under a spell. It's not great for him.
I mean, there's not
okay, so
a lot
is
great...
the question, do we ship this?
I think it was like a what would you do? But in this case, is what you do is you do him.
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. down.
Because you're her.
And honestly, I think it's part of her fantasy to like take her shoes off and run through the house.
Right. And if she's the witch, so it makes sense that like a haunted house would play into it somehow.
Well, sort of. She's not super witchy because she just now found out she's a witch.
It could
it's her
be
16th
like,
birthday.
It could be something latent inside
I
of her.
I see what you're saying.
Ah, sure.
So she's drawn to the house.
Yeah.
Well, and at home, she has that really annoying brother.
Ferguson. The brother. Oh my God. No,
he's
the brother.
Worse than a
he's
brother,
worse than a Ferg.
The brother is the most disgusting. He is making,
worse
oh God, the pizza scene.
Yeah, I think he's a bad brother
wait,
in
a
multiple
what kind of
things.
Pizza?
He's making a giant pizza.
Okay.
Surely to share with everyone.
It is, there's sauce everywhere. And he also, like, there's a point where he turns into a butler. Do you remember
that?
Where he's like, I did the liberty of doing your homework. Like,
that's not what butlers do.
Yeah, and so like
they
like,
run the kitchen.
and he like makes a big disgusting pizza of some kind.
Yeah, he's grody as hell.
He's very disgusting, and he also like spikes the camera a lot. Like
he's bad, but he was
really bad.
A shitty brother in multiple things. I'm looking up his
his
IMDb because he's a shitty brother in. Multiple things. So he's in this. He's in River's Edge. Did you guys see River's Edge?
Is that the one with the they go find a body?
Yep.
Okay.
He's like young guy in that. He's like the 13-year-old creep.
Oh, sure.
They're all creeps, but
that movie is nothing but
it's
creeps.
It's all creeps.
I want to see this character.
This is what he looks like when he was famous.
Well, so then maybe him putting
he's
on
in,
the, maybe him putting
Near
on
Dark?
The butler
Near
act.
Dark, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is like maybe that's aspirational that he's like trying to become something more respectful in like a new phase of his life.
She puts
life.
A spell on him.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, it's definitely a movie. It's also, guys, you gotta see it.
You just gotta see
you
it.
Just
I mean,
gotta
there's so
it.
Much in it.
I'm gonna see it.
I mean, the top that scene.
Sounds awesome.
Top that is maybe
so
top 10 cinematic moments.
Top that, rather, I've heard about for years.
Yeah, of course.
And I've always just been, that's one of those like, smile and not along, be like, yeah, I know what this reference is, but I don't.
You've gotta honestly, you should see this whole movie. It has a lot of like really interesting moments.
You should make a pledge to yourself to go see this movie. Like a resolution.
Because it's like
yeah,
it's
should,
like the
I
end
resolve
of the old
to see it.
Year
mm-hmm.
and this the start of
mm-hmm. like 1 week into the new year, you should be like not promising yourself
right.
to go see this movie.
And it's important to set realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
See one movie.
I think I want to learn all the words to top that.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's good.
Plus you could like whip that out as like a really cool, like that's really impressive party trick.
I really wish I could have done it on this recording. I got to sing I Like Boys, which
I
is
like
the
boys.
Lesser known.
It has it's fewer lyrics.
But you know what? Really impressive that
but
you memorized those lyrics.
Watch that movie, you'll know that I was pitch perfect.
No, you
Even
were.
It sounded
you
like
were.
I was flat.
No.
No, that's the song.
That's just as
That's
is.
The song, yeah.
We're talking resolution ships today.
Woo!
Resolution.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Do y'all do resolutions?
No.
Not really. I try to do them mid-year. If I want to make a If I want to make like a significant change just to be counterculture like I am, I try to do it around July.
Really?
Yeah.
Oy.
You didn't notice? In July?
In July, you were better than ever.
Born?
July is like new year, new me.
I'm a big fan of goal setting.
Mm. Yeah.
So
it's a good time to start setting goals.
It's a good time to set them, but like I don't necessarily, I also think a year is a very long time for a goal.
Yeah.
Really, habits are built in 30 days. So I tend to do them. I set goals often, and I like to set them at the beginning of a month because it's easy to track.
Sure, because then you just know whether you did it that month or not.
Yeah.
And
same.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I like the goal thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for some reason, I have this like idea in my head that it's like cursed. if I try and do it at the new year. I'm like, it's just going to be fucked. Like, who the fuck do I think I am after Christmas?
Well, and also, like, I think culturally we are, like, taught to discard New Year's like if you do make a New Year's resolution, you are going to break it by February. Period.
It's become more of a joke than an actual thing.
But
I did make one just because it kind of lines up with my ship this year.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So to go along with my ship, I've decided that this year, 2019, I'm gonna live every day as if it were my last.
Oh, Jesus.
Is this last holiday?
How is this
like shorter term thinking? Less planning. I'm going to help you break this resolution. I hope
emotional fulfillment in the last day on Earth.
I can see that
is kind of what I was going for.
Yeah, or like make sure that you like get squeeze every last ounce of joy.
All right, there we go.
And you know who else had to live every day as if it was her last?
Queen Latifah.
No, wait, is she sick? What's going on?
No, she's in last fine. Holiday.
In the movie Last Holiday, she thinks she's sick, but it turns out she's not sick. Fine. Don't worry about it.
What was yours? Sorry.
Sorry, that scared me.
No, she's
is
fine.
It Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates?
No. It is Tree from Happy Death Day.
Yeah, that's good.
She's going to have to go through that whole rigmarole again.
I know. I'm kind of excited. So here's the thing. I didn't actually love Happy Death Day.
Okay. I liked it.
Yeah, it was. I liked it.
I didn't see the whole thing.
Just the trailer?
I saw the trailer and I read the Wikipedia. Gotcha. I was like, that's interesting. And then I watched one of the scenes that was on YouTube.
Yeah. I think it's a very fun premise. And they did like a cool thing with like the whole Groundhog's Day scenario where every time she was killed, it would like lower her hit points. So she couldn't just keep doing it for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. There was like kind of a sense of urgency brought to it by that. I just think it would have benefited from an R rating as opposed to a PG-13.
Yes.
The deaths were very tame. There's a lot of cutaways, which at first I thought they were just going to do at the beginning to sort of, tease the more exciting horror elements of it. But it turns out that it was not really a horror movie whatsoever.
Well, that's interesting because like Live, Die, Repeat, what's the actual name of that movie?
Day of Tomorrow. Yes.
The one Kelly said was accurate.
All You Need Is Kill is the original title,
but much better. But Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, it's, what it's called now. But like that started with the gorier deaths, and then was like, okay, now you get it.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on to like he dies off screen, or you don't even know when he's died again.
But anyway,
so is there a ship in there?
Yep, my ship is between her and the main love interest, which she has no shortage of love interests. I think she has four suitors at the beginning of that film, and then throughout like her different murders, she narrows it down to the one that you would expect. It's the boy whose dorm room she wakes up in, Christian. But the reason I ship them is because the first time she decides to confide in him that she's doing a Groundhog's Day, his reaction is so beautiful to me. He goes, "What? No, that can't be possible. Okay, well, who's your list of suspects?" And pulls out a pen and paper and starts helping her try to solve her mystery.
I love that.
I'm like,
even after denying the premise?
Well, because it couldn't be true, but I'm just going to fucking roll with this anyway. Because I'm at lunch with a cute girl that I like, so why not? Yes,
that
and
is
it.
Cute.
Well, and she told you she's going to get murdered.
Yeah, so
even like, if she isn't reliving the same day over every day, like,
jump in.
Let's try
to
stop
the
murder.
Regardless.
Yeah. So I like him, and
is he in the sequel?
I believe so, yes. In the trailer, which careful if you haven't seen the first one and you're watching the trailer for the second one, because they show you the ending of the first one in the trailer. So, but Christian will be back.
Okay.
Yay. Or Connor, what the fuck's his name? I wrote it down. Carter.
Oh, wow.
Hey, those are close.
Yeah, those are all basically the same.
Yeah, he was fine. Look, it was a good movie. Anyone else got one?
I do.
Okay.
Mine is very, like, obvious. But, and I may have even talked about it before.
I feel like mine is obvious, too. So, we'll be in good company.
But I'm going to say that if I talked about the book before, I'll talk about the movie now. And if I talked about the movie before, I'll talk about the book now. Yay. And they're really the same. But it is Bridget Jones and Mark Darcy. And she sets, and let me focus book right now. She sets so many goals for herself. So the book is, it's not epistolary, but it is written like a diary in Bridget Jones' diary. And so at the beginning of each page, she says, like, how many cigarettes she had that day, how many units of alcohol, how much she weighs. And, like, so she's tracking herself
units
and trying
of alcohol.
To. It's very cute. And she, like, tries to fudge it sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's like she's marking all these things and having these resolutions. But, like, the real growth that she needs to do is not something you can measure on a scale. And it has nothing to do with how many cigarettes she has. Like, she needs to get out of her dead end job and stop fucking her stupid boss and, you know, give the dude in the ugly sweater a chance. Mm-hmm. And so I really like the book because she does grow and she does, like, commit to personal growth. But at the beginning of the year, what she thinks she should focus on turns out to be not what she needs to be focusing on at all.
Does that lead her to focusing on what she should be focusing on, or does it seem like sort of unrelated?
I think, at least in my reading of the novel, is that the act of self-examination is what helps her make better choices. So it's like she keeps a diary because she thinks she needs to track how many units of alcohol and cigarettes and
weight.
But, like, that's not what
those are symptoms of her bigger problems. Yeah.
And so, like, her looking at her life and being thoughtful about it is what helps her make productive choices. I'm making it sound much drier than it is. It's also very cute and funny. Mm-hmm. And she gets into wacky situations. You're like, oh, Bridge. So I recommend the novel, and the movie is also cute. You can do the movie faster, I guess. Sure.
And the guy, Darcy.
Mark Darcy, yes.
Mark Darcy. Is he on a path for self-betterment, or is he just...
He needs to loosen the fuck up.
Mm.
Does he also know that he needs to loosen the fuck up?
First, he just thinks everyone around him is, like, so wacky. And then he realizes, oh, no, I'm uptight.
Right.
And if you are not familiar with Bridget Jones' Diary, it is sort of a modern retelling of Pride and Prejudice.
Which is why I just led with Darcy and didn't know the character's first name.
Which is totally valid. But yeah, so Mark Darcy's arc is very similar to Mr. Darcy's arc. Which is, like, you're kind of the perfect dude, but, like, you're a little judgy at the beginning, and that gets held against you for way too long. and then you do really cool things. It turns out you're, like, pretty great. But, like, we still are, like, kind of holding on to these old things. And there's this hunky guy, Wickham, who shows up. But then really, like, you know, you save the sisters. In the book, he doesn't have to buy off the sister. But in, so Mark Darcy is great. But yeah, he needs to loosen up. Yeah. And he also starts off very judgmental of Bridget. They're wearing matching sweaters, and he acts like she is a mess. It's like,
because their sweaters are the same?
They're both wearing ugly sweaters, I think. Huh. That's how I remember.
Like, at an ugly sweater party?
No.
Okay.
At the morning after Christmas party. Maybe he's just wearing an ugly sweater.
I think he's wearing the ugly sweater.
And she has a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
Ooh. And so he's judgy about her cleavage.
Gotcha.
He's a judgy gentleman. He's a lawyer. But he learns that he needs to be a little less judgy.
That's good, because I was kind of worried from what you were describing. Like, is it all just, like, Bridget having to rise to this jerk standard?
No.
It sounds like he comes down and, like,
she needs to get
meets her.
Yes.
So that's nice.
And he's also, it's one of those things, and this is, like, huge in Austin, and then also in this story, and it's also British shit.
Austin, he's, Texas.
Austin, Jane.
A-U-S-T-N.
Jane Austin.
I'm like, she's about to talk about breakfast tacos. Great.
Always.
Huge in Austin.
I am one step away from breakfast tacos at all times. But there's a lot of it where it's like the person is reserved. So you can project upon a reserved person that they're being mean or judgmental or cold, but really
they're shy.
The waters run deep and they're shy and yada yada. I don't feel like that happens in American films very often. But I feel like British characters, we cut them that slack.
Oh, yeah.
Time. We're like, okay, inside, his heart is deep, like the ocean.
Yeah.
But on the outside, he seems cold.
Yeah, that is a British thing. Huh.
Yeah, and I feel like in America, we don't put up with that shit.
No, it's more like you have to be more of a flashy boy.
Yeah, be a flashy boy. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe on the inside, you have, like, a soft center. Mm-hmm. But, like, your outside can't be cold, too.
Yeah.
No, you got a peacock on the outside.
Yeah.
For sure. You have to Travolta from Perfect to be, like, the American standard of beauty.
I had not thought about that pelvic thrust for weeks.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since you guys brought it into my life.
All right. Once you see top that, you'll change.
Yeah, you'll change.
It'll be replaced.
Okay. So mine is very Whatever. So
good disclaimer.
Thanks. So I this here's the thing. So yeah. I was having trouble with this topic, and I was like Googling, and then I don't know how, but I somehow I think it was I was searching for a specific movie on Netflix, and then it was like movies like, and okay. then I started watching Kung Fu Panda.
Great.
And oh. Yeah, because he, you know, has this goal where he wants to be in Kung Fu.
Okay.
And
he wants to be among the masters.
Right. And he is named the Dragon Warrior, I think is what they call him. He grew up, he's a panda. And he grew up.
And the other masters aren't pandas.
No.
No, they are much more athletic animals.
They're like agile athletic animals.
There's a tiger. There's a snake. There's a crane.
So like all the pose names.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a panda.
Yeah.
And he's
I guess there's also like a grasshopper or something. There's a bug.
Yeah, there's some kind of bug. Mantis.
Mantis. There we go. Mm.
And the mantis is not like huge, but larger than you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. He is not, certainly compared to a panda larger than you would think.
Yeah. And then the panda he was raised by a duck that
yeah.
His adopted father mm-hmm. and
they
run a noodle shop mm-hmm. and
does he make duck sauce?
No, they just make noodles.
Okay,
they make like veggie noodles.
I was hoping there was an animal pun in there.
No, sorry.
And his name's Poe.
His name is Poe.
The Panda. Kung Fu Panda is actually pretty light on animal puns.
Mm-hmm. It also is like funnier than I remembered it being. Like yeah, I was okay. watching.
I sort of like Kung Fu Panda.
I like that movie. But
there's a bunch of them now. I haven't seen any in the franchise.
Also, I just think Jack Black is very, very funny.
Yeah.
No matter what he does.
No matter what he does.
I think. Well. Okay. I'm trying to think. Oh, Shallow Hal. Not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
No. Not great. Not very good.
But I will say mostly he's funny. So the ship that I enjoy, and this is a non-romantic ship. I like him with his dad. Because at first his dad is like, no, you should like do noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's like, I want to do kung fu. Mm-hmm. And his dad's like, you can't do kung fu. And like, it just kind of dismisses it. And later you find out that the dad wants him to do noodles so bad because he's like, that's like my thing. And like, if you don't do noodles, that means like you don't want me in your life. And like, he adopted him. And then he's like, oh, but like, no, you're my dad. And so like that, like I like nothing gets me more than someone saying to like, even after they find out their like true biological origins to their adopted parent, like, no, but you're my parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like that, I loved that relationship. And then his dad supports him. And then it turns out like the stuff that he learned from the noodle shop, like helps him.
Of course.
Anyway. So I don't know. I like that movie.
No, yeah. I like that movie too. And that's like a good ship. There's a great scene in that movie where the kung fu guy who has been like exiled, he's a rhino. No, is he? What is he?
The bad guy?
The bad guy,
he's a snow leopard.
He's a snow leopard where he's like chained up.
Those are very different.
Well, because
there are rhinos guarding him is what I was seeing in my head.
The rhinos guard the prison.
Right. And the prison is like a prison for one, right? And it's like the Bane prison from Dark Knight Rises, right? And so there are like hundreds of these guards like surrounding him and like looking at him at all times. And he's chained up and like, you know, he's just waiting like decades for his moment to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And one feather like drops down into this prison and he snatches it away with his tail and like uses it to pick the lock on his chains and then just like busts. It's like the coolest.
It's pretty cool.
Right. It's so awesome.
And also the sight gags are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like it is a pretty funny movie. Like he's just very like his desire to be like when at the beginning when he's like dreaming about being a kung fu guy.
Yeah.
And then his dad's like, Poe, come down. You're going to be late for work, blah, blah, blah. And then so he's like, he like gets up and he's like doing all these kung fu moves. And then he like runs out and then he sees that there's like a ninja star on the floor.
Yeah.
So he tries to throw it into the wall and it just like bounces off. And he comes back like three times to try and do it. It's a really cute movie.
I like that.
It's a good feel good.
My resolution ship
is
not someone who is resolving themselves to be better. But someone who is expressly resolving themselves to be worse, to be evil, even though their insides keep pulling them towards being good.
Cool.
Who?
I'm going back to Kylo Ren, baby.
Yay!
Kylo Ren. This is the version of Kylo Ren that just like that we see at the end of Last Jedi, just carrying that through.
Oh
he's
my God.
Just fucking evil.
Yeah.
Irredeemable and fucked up, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's so fucked up.
He's so fucked up.
But he also wants a friend so bad.
He needs a friend.
He can't have one though, because it wouldn't be evil.
Yeah. Well, he can only if he makes you evil.
No, here's the thing.
He like doesn't through be... like the forest and like long distance. Yeah,
that would be sexy. What?
Here's the thing. I don't think his goal, or even like what he wants or what he needs, is to have another evil friend. He needs a sex nemesis, and
he has one. Sex nemesis.
And that's gotta be Rey.
Yeah.
I need evil Kylo Ren, irredeemable.
Irredeemable. You don't want a moment of redemption for him.
No, I don't. I want him to. I want him to die a bad man.
Yeah. You want him to like roll out of bed with her after having sex nemesis sex,
right?
And then like go and like stomp on a like.
I want to chop BB-8 in half.
She's
like, what the fuck are you doing?
And he's like, I'm evil.
I'm fucking evil.
You're doing this about me. I'm evil.
I'm just picturing him like, he like goes down with the lightsaber and then BB-8 just keeps him like to the left and the right.
And then he like sticks out his little hand and flips him off.
Yep.
I mean, we are coming up
on.
I'm sweating.
I want him to die. I want him to sacrifice himself.
Yeah, you want him to have the Vader.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be straight up Vader, but I'm down for him being evil, but I want him to be beat. And honestly, I'm cool if he, I want him to kill himself.
See, it's the thing with Kylo Ren is that like, if he's like the opposite of Vader, because Vader feels a pull towards goodness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But Kylo Ren is good, but feels the pull towards badness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, which one do you think?
Which one do I think it is? I want him to be the identity that he's chosen and not the one that, like...
He's chosen a life of evil because you would think, with all of his upbringing,
yeah,
you know, that he was raised by Han and Leia and then went to school under Luke's tutelage and stuff like that. Like, he should be fighting for the other side of the revolution. But obviously, he rejects that and goes...
Right, yeah, I mean, his family... They didn't really understand him. And then his uncle tried to literally murder him.
That was a dark day.
Yeah.
I think he is choosing evil, mm-hmm. and I support people making choices. But I think I still want, I don't want him to become a good guy, but I would love, or maybe there's a third option.
I mean, maybe there is, but what I don't want him to have is the like Darth Vader style redemption.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't want him redeemed.
You don't want him redeemed.
I don't want him redeemed, but I'm okay with him. Like, I mean, because he can't.
Right.
He has straight up murdered his dad.
Right.
It is gone. Mm-hmm. There's no good coming back from that ever.
Right.
But he could save Rey.
All he does is murder father figures because, like, he kills Snoke.
Yeah.
Like, kind of without, is just like, doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to like being the boss.
I don't understand how Sith Lords don't get it by now. Like, why even have an apprentice? They're going to kill you.
You don't want to do the work. Why does anyone have assistants? That's what you do. You get promoted so you don't have to work. If
you're Lucy Liu and set him up, you're not afraid you're going to get lightsabered to death by your assistant because you're being mean to her.
You forget what it's like to be an assistant.
Every single
boss in the world doesn't know how much their subordinates hate them because they forgot what it's like to have a boss.
Also, Palpatine goes through a bunch of assistants before one actually kills him.
True.
Yeah, we're just having the like... What's it called? Like confirmation bias.
Yeah, we've seen it twice, so we think that's always how it happens.
But if you think about
Dooku dies, Maul dies.
And who kills both of them? His future assistant. Yeah, I guess not Darth Maul does. Darth Maul gets killed by Obi-Wan, but...
No, he gets killed by... Right? He gets killed by Anakin. Because he kills Obi-Wan. No. You're right.
No.
He kills Liam Neeson.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I was in the wrong generation of Jedis. Qui-Gon Jinn.
That's right. Wow.
Well, good ship. I think Sex Nemesis is going to be my newest search when I get onto Pornhub.
Sex Nemesis. I love that.
Yeah.
Ryan doesn't like it.
I don't really want him to win.
Well,
and
weird.
I don't want her to have to kill him. I guess that's what it is. Wants. I don't want her to have to kill him. Hmm. And I don't really want her to have to deal with Finn killing him either. And I don't really want Poe to kill him. But I want him to lose. Oh. So I guess I'm more comfortable with him
sacrificing himself
than any of those people killing him. Because I don't want Rey to have to deal with murdering her sex nemesis.
Oh, shit. I think it would have to be Poe.
No, what he trips and then the lightsaber goes through his chin.
Oh, okay, jeez.
Okay, Poe is doing another of his... I think it... There's ways to work it out. I'll think about it.
Okay.
I mean, what if Rey and Kylo Ren get locked into, like, you know, they have this telepathic connection from, like, across the stars and whatever. What if they're, like, one-on-one and they start doing battle in, like, the astral plane in their heads with the Force above them, and they just have to keep each other locked in that Force battle forever?
Forever.
Just sounds exhausting.
Poor Rey.
Yeah.
But they can take a break every now and then for nemesis sex.
But
wait, I don't know. I think they should take a break from their nemesis sex to do that.
She's got
to
go like for a walk and shit. Like she's got to like.
She needs some alone time.
She's got. I mean, she's got a fucking hilarious robot to hang out with. Yeah, she's got a cool new like surrogate brother. Mm-hmm. She's got a Chewbacca now. Yeah, she's got a whole. Her world is much bigger than his.
That's the thing that sucks, because all he has is her. Mm-hmm. And so he...
Well, he has his evil empire.
Yeah, he doesn't really... Yeah, it's not going to fulfill him.
Yeah, because like he sort of shut that down to save her, right? I mean, he didn't actually shut it down.
I mean, yes
but
and
he,
no.
But he ruins the like leadership structure.
Sure. Yeah.
But presumably to fill the void. And he's going to fill that void.
Well, yes. Yeah, he wants that power.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to know what to do with it. Maybe I don't want a redemption story from... I just don't want Rey to have to deal with killing him. Mm-hmm. Maybe Rose can kill him.
Sure. Great.
Because Rey doesn't really care about Rose enough. And she's not going to feel betrayed. So she'll just be like, no! And then Rose will just do it. And then Rey will be like, how dare you, Rose? And Rose like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah. Right. And then
like who I cares? Just killed the
then,
bad guy.
Yeah. And then Finn's Rey will be like, you're right.
I didn't really want to hang out with her anyway. So Finn now has an out because Rose gave him that really like, you know, weird like speech, and he is like, oh, I don't know. Well, it's like, let's focus on the revelation.
Yeah. And he's like, also, he's like, I'm so sorry, you do not know about my thing with Poe. Like,
it's like
I, there's,
yeah,
you
could,
like, I'm
gay.
So sorry.
I don't know how you're not picking up on it.
Well, okay, they aren't in the room together that much.
That's true. That's the
no,
thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we've seen all the times they fight, and it's great.
Just put those boys back in a TIE fighter and fucking call the night.
Oh, they can be trapped in that TIE fighter until the end of time. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
That's a lot better than what you described. Sounds like
fighting?
Torture. Like that they are stuck forever.
Yeah, that's such a bummer.
That's a tragedy.
Yeah, Patrick. It would be a tragedy.
Okay, maybe. Okay, unless
you have vitamin D deficiency, are you okay?
No, of course not.
Oh, you got that seasonal effectiveness disorder.
Yeah. Oh, I got sad.
You get sad.
What were you suggesting, Ryan?
Maybe like she creates a split consciousness.
And great.
That thing can be fighting with him forever.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
That like the hologram that Luke makes at the end of Last Jedi.
Maybe we use somehow like she puts herself. Oh, okay. She uploads a version of herself into the Millennium Falcon.
Oh my God.
Well, I just want to see this version of her hanging out with the robot consciousness of the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. She makes a duplicate Millennium Falcon.
Oh my
And
God.
Uploads herself into it and then. Kylo Ren gets in it, and then he just like hangs out with her, and just goes to the far reaches of the galaxy.
Sure,
I think he's gonna find it very.
He has a spiritual connection with that chip anyway, because it's his father's.
Because he's gonna keep trying to murder people, and then he's gonna run out of people to murder. He's gonna run out of family members to murder. He's not gonna have Rey anymore. I think he's gonna find it empty. I think he's the thing he's rebelling against. He's destroyed. So, like, what is it? I don't think power is gonna fulfill him. I think what he wanted was his dad to be like, wow, you're your own man. But that's never going to happen.
Too late for that.
Well.
Yeah, Kyle?
Kyle, do you have something you want to share with the group?
No, that's it.
All right. Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.